Paul Revere Show continues. Attorney Craig Mastantuono guest hosting for Mark Thompson tonight. Welcome back after that great first segment with Mel Barnes from Law Forward. Our next guest is Senator Chris Larson from the Milwaukee area, east side down to through Bayview, I think, and Cudahy. Is that right, Senator?
Yep, Cudahy, St. Francis, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and a bit of Franklin. Yep.
And my state senator. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we spent the first segment breaking down the fake electors or imposter electors. I don't know how you refer to them. It seems like a few different words have taken hold. But I think Mel Barnes from Law Forward gave our guests a good idea of what was going on while the duly elected, if you will, or designated Biden electors were meeting at our state capitol and designating their electoral votes for Joe Biden, who had won the popular vote in Wisconsin, and what was concurrently happening kind of behind the scenes and sent off to Congress a couple of days later. I understand from accounts in the media that yourself and State Representative Brostoff have made some inquiries pursuant to open record statutes and other means to find out more information about how that happened. And I'm hopeful you can tell our guests a little bit about what your inquiries were and what you found out.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, not to repeat too much of what Mel Barnes at Law Forward had said, but you know, essentially, we had gotten wind that there had not really been any deep investigation or, frankly, public knowledge about what the fraudulent electors were up to just up the hallway from the duly elected ones. And, you know, the more and more that the January 6th Commission from the House of Representatives is looking into this, and the more that there is this piecing together of not just what happened on the Capitol on January 6th, but a recognition that this was larger coordinated plan across states. And the fact that Wisconsin was one of those made us realize, look, the story has not been fully told because it has not really fully been discovered. And so Representative Brostoff and I started by sending a letter 3 weeks ago now to our district attorney, John Chisholm, to check the status of the Law Forward investigation. He kind of shifted it over to the state, but in the meantime, that's what sparked our interest in it, is Law Forward kicking it off. And we were looking to try and figure, okay, they say that they were in the state capitol. The fraudulent electors said they were in the state capitol on that day, on December 14th, 2010. And we know the actual electors were in the governor's conference room, right? There's pictures from everybody on social media. We were trying to figure out where the Republican folks met. And so we did everything from asking the photographer for the Capitol to talking to reporters and, you know, combing the social media sites of these 10 folks and trying to figure out where they were and who reserved the room and who was all part of this. Because this was not just these 10 people, right? And the more we're discovering, this is not just Wisconsin, but across the country, they're starting to discover, wait a second, all of these forms from five states are identical, right? That they were like a Mad Libs version for how to try and overturn a presidential election, saying like, you know, fill in the blank, fill, you know, your name, and yep, we're the duly elected electors. So we're trying to figure out, okay, who helped coordinate this as we're waiting for those responses.
Let me just pause you right there, Senator, because just looking at this, it's kind of like, wait a minute, I work in, you know, for you and the representative, it's like I work in this house, you know, the people's house, if you will, and there's something wrong going on in my house, and I got to figure out what happened there. And you're also, you know, like parents who have, you know, in-house cameras to detect activity, right? You're empowered with a few things like that, right? Cameras, but also things like open records laws. And since this is the people's house, everything as mundane as reserving a conference room is a subject of record, right? So you're starting to poke around and say, let's see what we can find out here.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were trying to figure out who it was, and we couldn't get all of the records. And to be clear, this is a time in the Capitol where everything was still closed, right? We were still in the middle of dealing with COVID. So if you were in the Capitol, it was because somebody had let you in. And if you were in a room, it was because somebody reserved it. So there was a chance that some legislator said, yeah, use my office, in which case we wanted to track that down, of whose office it was. And then finally, we did an open records request and got the response last week that said it was actually, at the time, Senator Fitzgerald, who was the Senate Republican leader at the time. And the record shows in pretty clear English, you know, just messaging the Senate Sergeant at Arms, can we reserve this room, the Senate parlor, which is an ornate, one of the most ornate rooms in the Capitol, just off of the state Senate chamber. And they reserved a backup room as well, for the exact time, 2 hours before, 2 hours after that the electors were meeting down the hallway.
Well, hey, if you're going to be fake electors, you might as well have nice digs to do it in, I suppose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
An ornate setting.
Right, exactly.
Remind our guests, because Attorney Barnes, again, kind of laid out the case as how this is, in her opinion, wrongdoing, and, you know, Law Forward's claims, wrongdoing. But remind our guests who Senator Fitzgerald was and now is in relation to the offices.
Sure. Yeah. So he was a state senator for about two decades. He was the Senate Majority Leader. So he's the leader of the Senate Republicans. And at the time, kind of famous for leading the legislature through the least active session of any full-time legislature in the entire country through the pandemic, right? So they, you know, as everyone else in the country was trying to figure out what to do to keep our neighbors safe, how to do it, where folks needed, you know, funds to survive, to not go broke, to not be evicted, to pay for childcare, they took a huge vacation, right? The laziest legislature in the entire country. And he had been, in that same time, was running for Congress. He was running for the seat that James Sensenbrenner had held since 1982, just west of us here in Milwaukee, in that area between Madison and Milwaukee, with the heart in Waukesha. He ran for that against Tom Palsowitz, and he was not meeting with the legislature, but they ended up holding this room. And so the remarkable thing is, they, from all indications, you know, it's the 99% chance that this was the room. It was reserved for the Republican Party. The Republican Party is the one who put on the electorate, the fake electors. He's not responded to our request for comment yet. And so now we're trying to ramp up the pressure in his community to get a response from his constituents, the people he's supposed to represent. But just to be clear and give the whole beginning, middle, and end, like, he was a state senator, reserved this room for the 10 electors. Then on January 6th, when he was a congressman, one of the first acts that he performed was objecting to the electors from other states. And he did that after the January 6th insurrection, after the folks were at the Capitol trying to overtake it, hang Mike Pence, and cause a disruption to throw out the presidential election. So he was a part of it in the beginning. He was a part of it on January 6th, right afterwards, objecting to it. And then the remarkable thing is, as we're looking at records, is a week afterwards, he was part of the whitewash attempt to go over the past and say, you know, January 6th, who knows who these people were at the Capitol? We think it may have been Antifa, like trying to just really muck it up. When it was clear he was part of this attempt to overthrow the government. Like, that's it. You do not get any, in my book, as an American, as somebody who's proud to be an American, trying to overthrow our democratic republic and trying to install your own president who just lost the popular vote by 6 million votes, who just lost the Electoral College by the same margin he had won it just 4 years earlier. Like, that should be disqualifying, right? He should not be serving in public office, and he should answer to every law that there is against that.
Well, a couple of questions about that. I know we're approaching a break, but I want to—that was a lot, so I want to ask you a few questions. First, just kind of working backwards, it doesn't strike me as self-preservatory either, because didn't that result in his challenging an election that he just was elected to Congress within?
Yeah. No, exactly. That is the remarkable, like, you know, the remarkable piece of all of these folks who are objecting to the election. It's like, okay, cool. You really believe this was fraudulent? Resign, because if you believe this was fraudulent, you shouldn't be in office.
Right.
But the reality is, I mean, at that point, it's just purely it purely rhetorical. It was purely an effort to just try and pretend that there was a semblance of decency or a semblance of law behind what they were doing. But the reality is, it was just a farce, right? I mean, they did their legal challenge. They did a recount, and you remember how that turned out?
I do.
Got more votes for Joe Biden when right. they did the recount. You know, Rudy Giuliani and others were in the state trying to file briefings, and all but I think one of them across the entire country were thrown out, and said, none of this has any merit. This was the fairest election in the history of the United States, the cleanest and most transparent. And they were like, you know what? That doesn't matter. We're gonna continue to try and go for this.
There was a federal case. There was Trump versus Wisconsin Elections Commission at the federal level, and a very, very recent at the time Trump appointee, Judge Ludwig, decided against the challengers in that case, which was Donald J. Trump et al. And there was the Wisconsin Supreme Court case, Trump v. Biden, that was decided in favor, despite a conservative majority on a Wisconsin Supreme Court, in favor of Joe Biden by one vote. Democracy hangs on by a slight edge in Wisconsin, but the time of this scheme came after all that, as related by Attorney Barnes' timeline earlier. Yep. And so this posh room is being reserved, and would-be electors, despite not being elected by the popular vote, are casting their votes, and then the votes are being sent as representative of the electoral votes of Wisconsin to Congress. And then there's a insurrection attempt at the Capitol. And then there's basically, as you put it, a whitewashing effort afterwards. And it sounds like you and the good representative and others are trying to find out again, what went on here in our house that we can document and expose for the people in our state. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Because just because they weren't successful in overturning it, you know, that's why they're trying to now cover this up, because they know that it was wrong, that it was likely a crime. And this is something that should be disqualifying for them. This was not just, you know, as much as they want some folks to think that this is just the random people who showed up at the Capitol, and some of them have come out and said, oh, they're like tourists, right? Ron Johnson famously said these were just like tourists staying within the ropes. This is something that there was a lot of effort behind, and now they've learned, right? They're like the raptors testing the fences in Jurassic Park. Now that they've learned, it's important. If they're not held accountable, and there's another close election, they'll have different pieces in place. And, you know, if they're not held accountable, it's on us, because we will lose our democracy with it.
The Raptors in Jurassic Park. Senator, I got to take a break, and we're going to return on the flip with you. Hope you give us a few more comments. I got a couple of questions lined up.
Sounds good.